WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. It's been nearly 9 months since former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace was able to block personnel records critical of his job performance. Wallace has received another 2 months to keep private what the Texas Attorney General's office previously ruled could be released. According to online records from Travis County District Court, a hearing scheduled for next Monday has been rescheduled to December 7th. A Bryan man who stayed out of jail after he was convicted of drunk driving for the sixth time last year is back behind bars.
61-year-old Mickey Chambers is accused of violating 8 conditions of community supervision. One of those conditions accuses Chambers of failing to use his vehicle's ignition interlock device 32 times between March and June of this year. He's also accused of failing to complete recommended treatment and not performing 100 hours of community service. Chambers pleaded guilty in August of last year to drunk driving in December 2015 in Bryan. According to his arrest report, his prior convictions included 2 more in Bryan, some more in Robertson County, 1 in Houston, and in Del Rio. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has filed a motion calling on Chambers to serve a 10-year prison term. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Brazos County Sheriff's Office was tipped off to an inmate attempting to escape by getting on a computer to lower his bond. Sheriff Chris Kirk says 25-year-old Peter Olson of Bryan got access to the computer while a detention officer was doing routine business.
Passing medications, was distracted, and was able to sneak up onto the platform where the officer station is and make those adjustments.
The sheriff says they confirmed on surveillance video a tip they received that Olson watched what a detention officer typed into a computer that no one knew had the ability to change jail records.
We have, with the help of our IT director, closed down the opportunities for anybody to make an edit of any of those records if they don't have the specific duty to do so.
Olson has been in jail since February of last year on bonds totaling $965,000 on charges of 6 armed robberies and 4 aggravated assaults. Bonds on the new charges related to the attempted escape have not been set. Texas A&M's Health Science Center is expanding in Houston. That's after the Board of Regents held a special meeting yesterday and approved the purchase of an 18-story building on 5.5 acres of land. No purchase price was announced of the property, which will house what the system calls an engineering medical school option, employing what is described as transformational technology for healthcare. Sonic says there's been some unusual activity on credit cards used at some of its 3,500 restaurants. What the publication Krebs on Security called a potential breach, Sonic did not disclose how many credit cards were potentially involved or when the incident took place. Sonic's credit card processor notified the fast food chain last week and have brought in third-party forensic experts and law enforcement officials. Northeast of Nacogdoches, 5 children have been removed from a home after 2 of the kids were found eating paint and all were living in miserable conditions. The Nacogdoches County Sheriff's Office arrested the 28-year-old mother after deputies and EMTs responded to the home in Garrison. Deputies found human waste on beds, walls, and floors throughout the home and sinks so clogged that there was no way the children could be bathed. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says tax reform can take economic growth and job opportunities to higher levels beyond the 50% increase that has taken place over the past 8 months. Congressman Kevin Brady, whose district includes Grimes and Madison counties, was among leaders who held a news conference yesterday.
This is our year to chart a new course, to provide tax relief to millions of middle-class families and those who want to be middle-class families.
Comments from Brady, who chairs the House and Ways and Means Committee, were provided by his office. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 76 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news at 8:30, or you can always go to our website. That's WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer's Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
If you haven't been to Peach Creek Vineyards, they invite you to come on out this weekend. If you have time, they're open this evening. You can do that. And Tuesday through Sunday afternoons, as a matter of fact, they're open. But you can find the exact hours for each day at peachcreekvineyards.com. The idea is kick back, relax with some friends, and just enjoy the selection of wines. They've got red, whites, rosés, and some specialty wines that are available in the tasting room for you to purchase by the glass or the bottle. And they also have a kind of a neat area there. It's a pavilion. It's covered, which is great for private parties or showers or graduations. And if you become a part of the wine club, you can rent that at a discounted price. Speaking of the wine club, that also lets you in on what wines are out there and available and what new ones will be coming around. But it's just a great opportunity to be in the quiet and enjoyment of the outdoors as the weather starts to moderate a little bit. Don't forget that on Wednesdays it's game night, where you can play games that are there, bring your own games. And then the second Friday of each month, Peach Creek Vineyard stays open until 8 o'clock or later. So lots of fun to be had and some wine to be enjoyed at Peach Creek Vineyards. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses:
Jackie Voss, Allstate Insurance, Jason Byanski, BCR Realtor, Fast Signs, Kelly Burt Dozer, Intech Pest Management, Service Insurance Group, Citizen State Bank, Glockson Family Partnership, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Strata Auto Repair, Reedfield Meats and Deli, Prosperity Bank, and Burnside Services, Inc.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, checking some weather. It's brought to you by Pottery Garden. They offer quality freeze-proof pottery from succulent sizes to 4 feet tall that will last much longer than what you'll find in other stores. So stop by Pottery Garden today on North Avenue in the Garden District. Here's the weather.
We have a cold front in our vicinity this morning, and that'll lead to clouds, could lead to a few showers or thunderstorms as the day goes on. Temperatures 83 to 88 this afternoon. There's a chance of some showers and storms into tonight, lows 65 to 70. Maybe a leftover shower tomorrow morning, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy, 80 to 85 tomorrow. Turning partly cloudy tomorrow night, 65. Sunshine in time for the weekend. Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If it showers, we'll take leftovers. That's okay. We have no problem with that. Okay, so I'm talking to somebody from College Station yesterday, and they just wanted to make it abundantly clear that the pay-for parking at Century Square is not the city of College Station.
Okay.
Because they're getting calls complaining.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're going, it's not us. Okay.
Right.
That's the people over at Century Square, because apparently they...
Where is their pay for parking?
I don't know. They apparently put it in this week.
Oh, okay. Yikes.
And it's like $3 for the first hour.
Oh.
Yeah, and then,
man,
you know, something like $2 or $1 an hour after
that. I was going to say, because the one behind the chicken, we were talking about the chicken earlier, the one is like $1 for the first 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah, and
right.
Of course they have... It's free parking for lunch on weekdays,
I think, at least
on Northgate.
I'm just thinking, I don't know that I necessarily want to have $3 piled on top of whatever I'm paying for the eat and drink in there.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because those places are pretty pricey. They're going to be pretty pricey over there.
And that's, well, and going to be is part of it. I mean, it's not even built out yet.
Well, I'll go check it out, because I'm going to go. I needed to go buy a gift card from a business over there today.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'll have to check out this pay for parking.
Okay. And she may or may not stop by Tiff's Treats and some other
places. Where I'm getting the gift card.
Oh, you will. Mm-hmm. So, but apparently what happened is they, from what this person said, they had a guy out there who...
Monitoring.
You know, when you got out, he said, hey, by the way, it's going to cost you such and such.
Oh.
Wait, were you having to pay him directly and only cash?
No, I think just he reminds you that you have to put money in the meter.
Oh.
Yeah. Again, this is not the big city. I don't, and I'm not sure. I mean, I know I've heard some of the names of those businesses, and some of them I haven't been in, but there have to be comparable businesses that are local that
100%.
Where you don't have to pay.
Right.
Now, I can see on a game day, maybe something's different. I'm not sure.
That's what, but I just, on a normal weekday or any, you know, other just random day.
Do they have a parking garage? Do they have their own
parking
garage?
There is a parking garage back there, but
but you have to pay for that too.
Right, because there's one that is for the apartment complex.
Right. Okay,
and that
that's
one
right.
is, I don't believe there's public parking in that one.
Right. Hello.
Hey, now these parking meters, are they on the street?
No, they're in a parking lot. No, they're not on the street. No, they're in the center itself.
Parking lot.
Yeah, in the center, as I understand it.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. I haven't been over there. I just, it was just interesting. Here was a person from the city of College Station having to answer the question from some irate person saying, "How dare the city do this?"
The big issue here is that students are parking there and going to class.
Right. Oh, are they?
That makes sense.
Oh, kids.
Blame it on the students.
You can't be doing that, right? Okay.
Well, they have been. Yeah.
Okay. All
right.
Well,
then you enforce towing, and you that same guy that's standing out there, he sits there and he watches, and if it's a student, gets out with their backpack.
All right,
they don't make any money that way.
All right, but then I'm going to all right, so then let me I'll extend this. Does that mean that you think it's okay to charge $3 for parking in that center?
No, I agree with Chelsea. It seems like a couple of people could stand out there for a couple of days and then tow a few cars, and that might slow down what's been happening.
Yeah.
They
okay.
do the same thing in that parking lot over by Hurricane Harry's.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they do that. They do that on Northgate. I mean, I used to work at Northgate at John Rainey's bookstore when I was in college, and that's what we would implement the towing. But, of course, you had college that was open right there before they closed it.
All right, good. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. See you there.
Chip can always just drop me off. How about that?
Could do that.
We go watch movies.
Yeah, someone texted in and said the meters are in front of Hot Dottie, Zoe's, et cetera, which are all those restaurants right there.
Okay.
They better not be in front of Tiff's Treats when I run in to get a gift card.
We'll hear about that. Hello, caller.
you got to protect your parking if you're the business. Otherwise, people won't be able to get to you. And maybe the business could reimburse people for their parking.
Yeah, validate.
The receipt of the purchase. Because, you know, back when Blinn used to be over on Harvey Road, I used to work at Rother's Bookstore, and we towed people all the time because there was parking in front of Rother's Bookstore, and that was Rother's Bookstore parking.
Sure.
So
uh-huh.
if you didn't protect it and have people towed, you wouldn't have any business.
Absolutely. Okay, good. Thanks. Okay. Yeah, no,
that's a legitimate gripe. I understand that. But I agree with Chelsea. I think it would be easy, especially if you have somebody out there the entire time, basically a parking lot attendant, to, you know, take notice.
And if you're out there, it won't take long for it. Like Chip said, it won't take long for students to get, you know, those rumors spread quickly, just as quickly as, hey, did you know you can park over here?
Yeah.
It'll spread that, hey, they tow over there.
Yeah.
Don't park there.
You don't want to be doing that.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to save you.
Because going back to the parking garage, there may be another one connected to the George, which is the new luxury hotel. But again, that's going to be for hotel guests and they're going to be able to monitor that.
Yep,
so.
Absolutely. Because you'll have some sort of a verification
getting
in or getting out.
You know, maybe the university could just not charge $1 billion gazillion to get a parking pass.
Well, or you could do that. But just remember, as the late Bob White used to say, it's not a parking pass, it's a hunting permit. Just doesn't mean there are always enough places there. By the way, so that was Chip who called. The other Chip who's famous, or Chip who's actually more famous, is Chip Gaines.
Yeah.
And, of course, earlier this week,
we were just talking about
them. And maybe that's the reason they did that. We did the story about how Joanna really wasn't around. You were dealing with a design crew, and they never saw Chip pick up a hammer. And now we find out that the show is going away.
They are saying goodbye.
That is it. They made the announcement, actually, I guess on Tuesday. We didn't have time to get to it, but they're ending it as of this is their fifth season.
This is their last season,
that begins in November. In their blog, Chip and Joanna said, "It's a bittersweet way to say goodbye, but we're just getting richer."
We just have too much money.
Right. They said goodbye to the very thing that introduced us all in the first place. The fifth and final season is the perfect finale to the amazing journey that you've made us that we've been on. So, yeah, they're pretty rich. They got the Magnolia Market at the Silos, which gets up to 40,000 visitors a week.
Jeez.
They have paint, they got rugs, they got wallpaper, they got furniture lines, they got a quarterly magazine, they got a real estate company, got a luxury vacation rental thing, soon to be open restaurant.
Oh, and four kids.
Yeah. And a New York Times bestseller.
Yeah.
So word is the couple wanted their four children to grow up out of the TV spotlight and have a normal childhood.
Mm. With all that money.
Yeah, right, right, exactly.
Yeah, with all that.
Well, those poor kids are Baylor fans.
Yeah, because mom and dad did a good job, and we were making money, yeah. And we did
well,
it.
Well, you know, I mean, good for them if it, you know, oh, it sure. truly is a family decision. And I'm sure it was. It's, you know, it has just blown up probably more than they even could have imagined.
Oh, yes, I think that's exactly. Well, again, just has to be the right time. Just the right,
right
time.
Right.
And I always believed I lived in Waco. I've always thought Waco had a great location for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. They really do. And, you know, for anybody who's in Texas and they've seen their show, it was great for them to open up the market in Waco. Easy to get to. Hey, JT, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Making a return to the 50-yard line of the big game.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, good for him.
Sources tell Us Weekly that he has finalized a deal to perform at halftime during Super Bowl 52, and there are no plans to bring any surprise guests like Janet Jackson. Not going to do that, apparently. So, we'll see. Now, I heard this morning the people on the zones that Gio and Jones.
Gio and Jones.
Jones just his voice just kills me. So
well, he's
I
a
don't listen.
He's
very
a T-sip, so I understand.
So, but they were discussing as to whether or not the first problem malfunction they had wasn't in fact orchestrated. I don't think I'd ever
just
heard
to get,
that before.
Get some folks talking.
Get some people talking
yep.
about it. So that could well be.
Okay.
All right, chalk it up for Sofia Vergara, is that
yeah.
right?
Yep. Yeah.
She is the highest paid TV actress once again.
Really?
She is? Oh, yeah.
Forbes magazine put out their list of the annual stuff. In addition to doing that, she does her Pepsi or CoverGirl and her Head mm-hmm. and Shoulders stuff. She banked $41.5 million last year.
She's made her way pretty far for being someone who
yep.
didn't speak very good English.
You're right. She yeah.
Well, and that's her part of her character
yeah,
on Modern Family. It's
and
great.
She speaks good English, but she
good English. She speaks good English,
but
she has a very
right.
yeah, yeah. She has a very thick
a command
accent,
of the
so.
English language
yes.
with a thick accent.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
True. But that's all right. That it's working for her. Kaylee Cuoco, is that her name?
Yes, Cuoco.
Yeah, mm-hmm. from what
Big
is
Bang.
Big Bang.
Yeah.
She's in at second, way back at $26 million.
Right.
I
yeah.
mean, again, there's Sophia at 41, and but again, that's all right. They're not bad.
Well, and Kaylee doesn't. She still does. I think those. Oh gosh, with the gnome commercials.
Oh yeah,
or
the
something.
Travelocity
or something.
Yeah, travel,
I don't know. She
yeah.
says, but Sophia does a lot more. Like you said, with all the makeup gigs and
yeah.
stuff like that.
And Kaylee used to be William Shatner's daughter in the Priceline
that's
Negotiator.
What I meant. That's what
it.
I was getting
okay.
at.
All
sorry,
right,
not
it.
The gnome. That
Priceline
guy. He kind of looks like a gnome. So
Ellen Pompeo. I don't know who that.
Ellen
yeah.
Pompeo. She's Grey's Anatomy. She's Meredith.
Okay,
yeah.
I got you. They, by the way, they're, 15th season or something starts tonight.
And she's like one of three original characters who are still on, which wow. makes sense because she is Gray. But
Mindy
yeah.
Kaling, man, she's really rocketed up. She did $13 million also.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh,
good
really?
For her.
Yeah. Mariska Hargitay in at $12.5
million. Yeah,
of course.
She's been doing that for a while.
Yep. Julie Bowen at $12 million. Kerry Washington, who is she?
She's Scandal.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's Olivia Pope.
And
okay.
she also is the new host of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Really?
Yeah,
that's
for
interesting.
A few years now. I
huh.
think that's maybe I'm thinking of Aisha Tyler. Sorry.
Okay. That's anyway, that's $11 million. Priyanka Chopra.
Okay. Oh, she was on Quantico.
Oh, all right.
The show Quantico.
Wow.
And then I also just recently saw her in an ad, like in a magazine. So it was like a makeup ad or
okay.
something. So she's also doing some like modeling.
She's doing
stuff.
About $10 million.
Okay.
Robin Wright, House of Cards at $9 million. And Paula Peretti from NCIS.
Oh, yeah. Abby.
Yeah. $8.5 million.
Nice.
That's not a bad payday.
Love her character.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. It's 824.
Howdy. This is John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment. When we decided to open up the area's only locally owned compact construction and outdoor power store, we decided to carry top quality USA-made products such as Steel, Gravely, Boxer, ASV, and Gehl. So whether you need a chainsaw, line trimmer, commercial mower, or a dirt moving machine, we've got your American-made product here at ASAP Equipment. We're at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff, south of the racetrack. Call 979-353-0911 or visit us at asapequip.com.
Making sure your windows are as energy efficient as they can be is what Intercon's all about. Now, they can repair your windows in some cases. Some cases they might need to be replaced, but No matter what it is, Intercon will come to your location, give you the estimate, and then leave you alone. Never any high-pressure tactics from Intercon. They just don't operate that way. So you can get a good idea of what your project is going to cost, how long it's going to take, all of that before you ever sign off on it at all. So get in touch with the folks at Intercon. Remember this. Service after the sale is important. One of the things you might do is if you're thinking about buying windows, get in touch with that company. Go as if there's, you know, a problem. How do you get in touch with the service department? End up finding yourself going through some, you know, elaborate phone system to try to just get a simple answer. That's not the way they do things at Intercon. There's a real person answers the phone. They put you to a real person so you can get any problems that you might need to get solved after it's all said and done. So how a business runs after the sale is made is as important as the first thing that they do, which is take care of putting the product in your house. Again, dealing with a local company makes all the difference in the world. Get in touch with the folks at Intercon. Give them a call at 823-3639.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
For Kishenko with your money now. The number of people applying for new unemployment benefits jumped by 12,000 last week, at least partially reflecting job losses due to Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. The storms affected the number of claims filed in Florida, Georgia, Puerto Rico, Texas, and the Virgin Islands. The four-week average, which smooths out volatility, rose by 9,000. Small business owners, large corporations, and the super wealthy could make out well under President Trump's tax plan. The middle class could do well, too, but the plan has too many holes to determine how individual taxpayers would be affected. The plan would reduce the number of tax brackets from 7 to 3, but it doesn't specify the income levels for each bracket. Fiat Chrysler will hold settlement talks next month with lawyers representing owners of diesel-powered vehicles who sued the automaker over emissions that allegedly exceeded legal limits. The U.S. Italian automaker will meet with plaintiff's attorneys in Washington. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open. Yesterday, stocks closed higher. That's your money now.
If only we were born knowing how to plan for life's big expenses. Brought to you by TIAA.
Saving is absolutely key. What happens if you want to buy a house? That can be a big chunk of change. Good thing we're thinking about it now.
Inspection fees, closing costs, escrow.
When I'm eyeing that mid-century modern, I want to strike while the iron's hot.
Whether you're looking to save, invest, or plan your retirement, let us help you start planning today at TIAA.org.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Muscles help clear the air. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. A major source of indoor air pollution is plywood made with toxic formaldehyde-based adhesives. In his search for new adhesives, Oregon State University chemist Kai Chang Lee studied mussels, a shellfish that produces a protein-based glue that sticks to rocks even when they're wet.
As a chemist, I would say, this is amazing. How can they develop something that can stick to dirty, wet surface?
With a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Lee analyzed the glue and developed a soy-based imitation of it. His non-toxic adhesive has now led to formaldehyde-free plywood. This week, Lee received a Golden Goose Award for his work, given for federally funded research that sounds funny, but that leads to serious advances in science and industry. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Try these trivia questions. What was the first store to sell literally everything and deliver it right to your front door? What was the first store to disrupt traditional merchants to the point of driving many out of business? If you answered Amazon, you're wrong. Kim Commando with your Thursday Consumer Tech Update. Everything that Amazon is now doing, except for things like delivering in an hour or so, Sears did first 100 years ago. Starting out selling only one product, Sears eventually sold everything and delivered it to Americans everywhere. Because of its size, it purchased its inventory for less and sold it for less. It disrupted business and drove many into bankruptcy. In reality, Amazon isn't really a new idea. And just as Amazon is now discovering, opening traditional stores with showrooms doesn't seem to hurt the mail order business at all. It even came up with its own line of products. Want to know Amazon's probable future? Then read about the history of Sears. And get all the tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Why just listen to the Kim Komando Show when there's so much more? Why not watch the whole show in high definition on your phone, tablet, or television?
This is so cool because you're so nice.
Or download the podcast in crystal clear digital audio. Watch or listen on your schedule, driving, exercising, or relaxing.
I have been following you for years, and you've made me pretty much a genius.
But Kim's Club is so much more. You also get security and data breach alerts, priority calling into the Kim Komando Show.
My favorite digital goddess. I'm so glad I get to talk to you.
And Kim's Club offers discounts for everyone over 50, former and current military, and all service personnel. It's never been more affordable to be a Kim's Club member. So stay up to date the easy and fun way. Because these days, you can't know too much about technology.
And it's like you're our friend on the radio, and I just think it's awesome.
Go now to club.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O, club.commando.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Brazos County jail inmate held for more than a year and a half on charges of 6 armed robberies and 4 aggravated assaults is now accused of trying to escape by manipulating online records. Sheriff Chris Kirk says 25-year-old Peter Olson of Bryan was able to memorize what detention officers typed on a computer keyboard to gain access to bond records. And Olson monitored when detention officers were away from the computer, so he was able to change his bond, which before the new charges totaled $965,000.
We have it on video. He did it 2 different occasions and was able to adjust his bonds basically down to about 10% of the value that was already posted.
The sheriff says changes have been made on what can be done on computers located in areas with inmates.
In this particular case, a handful of our officers had what would be administrative rights, allowing them to change things. None of them have that responsibility. None of them knew they had the capabilities. It was just by accident, in this case, that Peter Olson was able to open up those records and discover that he could edit them.
The sheriff says they were tipped off to what Olson was doing. Kirk also says a detention officer received a disciplinary action for not locking the computer while they were away doing other duties. Former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace gets another 2 months to block records that are critical of his job performance. According to online records from Travis County District Court, Wallace's hearing seeking a permanent injunction that was supposed to be held next Monday has been pushed back to December 7th. There is a new development in the punishment of a Bryan man who last August admitted to drunk driving for the 6th time as part of a plea agreement with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office.
61-year-old Mickey Chambers, who was placed on 5 years of community supervision instead of serving 10 years in prison, is back in jail. Chambers is accused of violating 8 conditions of his community supervision agreement. Among the allegations are driving a vehicle without an ignition interlock, driving his vehicle 32 times in a 3-month period without using the interlock device, failing to be tested for alcohol and drugs, failing to complete treatment, and failing to perform 100 hours of community service. This plea agreement with prosecutors followed an arrest in Bryan in December of 2015. According to the arrest report, Chambers has 2 other DWI convictions in Bryan, along with 1 in Robertson County, 1 in Val Verde County west of San Antonio, and 1 in Houston. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas A&M System Board of Regents have approved the purchase of an 18-story building on 5.5 acres of land in Houston. The building is across the street from the Texas Medical Center and adjacent to the A&M Health Science Center's Institute of Biosciences and Technology. A purchase price was not disclosed. According to the system, the property will house a doctor training program with Houston Methodist Hospital. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 77 degrees. Text us any time of the day. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through October 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Hey, let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Clouds are going to be with us throughout the day. There's also the potential for scattered showers or a thunderstorm as the day goes on. We've got frontal systems slowly pushing off to our south and east. 83 to 88 today. Lots of clouds. The risk of a shower or storm overnight, low 65 to 70. Tomorrow, maybe a shower in the morning, then partly to mostly cloudy and 80 to 85. Partly cloudy, 65 tomorrow night. Partial sunshine Saturday, highs 85 to near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, let's check and see what's going on at Aggie Lane Humane. And Lee is here this morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Wonderful. So what's happening out there?
Well, you know, as a lot of folks saw, we started a new mobile spay-neuter program. And as of right now, it's still in the obviously infancies of getting the team working together, because this will eventually move to a more high volume, high quality spay neuter program. And they're just, you know, working as a team, getting all their tasks within the very cramped quarters. It's almost extremely orchestrated so they can move through to get those surgeries done.
Sure. Well, because it's mobile, you do kind of have a little bit of flexibility so that you don't have to set up inside another establishment or something like that. And there can be some ways where that could work.
Yeah, for sure. And we're looking forward to expanding our services into the community. There will be some great money that pays for some of the spays and neuters, and then others for low-income folks to qualify for discounted or free surgeries.
Now, some of your outreach has gone beyond Brazos County sometimes, like with your pit bull stuff. Is that going to happen here too?
It may, because like right now, our like you said, our pit bull wellness program is this county and the surrounding counties as well. And we may, for some of the areas that maybe we want to hit that demographic, or not even demographic, there's just that community a little bit more, where we can actually drive to wherever. Maybe the veterinarian, there's one veterinarian that we work with in that county with those pit bull vouchers, and maybe they're like, hey, can you come and help us? We'll do a really big promotion and a big day in there or something. So that'll be yet to be seen, but it's a great, great addition to the community. The Pitbull Wellness vouchers were thanks to a Texas Animal Friendly license plate. So those of you that have that, thank you, because that directly supported it. I know a lot of times people are like, well, what does it go to? Well, right now it's going to decreasing the pit bull population in this county, and like I said, the surrounding counties. And as we move on this new fiscal year, it'll be open to some feral cats as well. So we'll help to decrease that population as well. And then we're, you know, hoping to get our spays and neuters done a little more quickly at the shelter so that these pets can go home that much quicker. Mm-hmm. And that will increase the or decrease the number of animals in the building. So increasing space, essentially, it'll just make it down to a more normal number within the building.
So is there grant money available? Is there or sponsorship opportunities in the community available?
You know, that is, we are always looking for grants too. And we have a great grant writer. Kyle does an amazing job. I mean, as of right now, we're on what, year four of our Pitbull Wellness. And I mean, we're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars, not to mention the thousands of unwanted pets it saved within the community. So we have continued to look at for some grants that are we are applying specifically to target some of our feral populations or some of the numbers of the populations within the shelters that are the hardest to place. Again, your pit bulls being one of them. And people, if they're interested in sponsorship on part of this, feel free to talk to Carolyn, who's our development director. I know a lot of times she comes in, you'll hear her here, and talk to her about what specifically you can do to maybe sponsor some of these spays and neuters in our community.
Sure. Wienerfest will be here before you know it.
It is. It's less than a month away. We have been busy getting all our ducks in a row. Even where there's no ducks at there in that anyhow. The dachshunds in a row as they race down to the end. Yes, sponsorships available for that. Vendor opportunities as well, and plenty of time to sign up your pet to run in the dachshund races or the wannabe races or the costume contest. We also have the Bark Leaders campaign in full swing right now, so you can go to our website aggielandhumane.org. And check out what's going on there as far as what dogs are running, maybe which one you kind of like their pitch the best, and want to donate to them. And then that dog that raises the most money will become this year's alpha bark leader with a senior and junior bark leader behind them as well. And they'll be announced at Wienerfest along with our volunteer of the year and our humanitarian of the year.
Okay. And we want to remind people again, it's on Sunday this year.
It is Sunday. Yes. Sunday at Wolf Pen Creek, October 22nd. The costume contest, I believe, starts at 10 o'clock. And then as soon as that wraps, we'll run right into the wannabe races and the dachshund races and then the finals races, and it'll be a packed day. It's free to come out and watch all the activities. If you want to participate, there's a couple of dollars involved there.
All right. If you want some more information,
aggielandhumane.org.
That's a deal. Thank you. Visit with folks from Humane Society on the Thursdays and also from the City of Bryan. And Kayla's here this morning. How are you today?
We're doing great. How are you, Scott?
Good. What's happening with you?
Good. Oh, well, always something. But
yeah.
Always, right? But today we have Gary Miller. He's our general manager of BTU, Bryan, Texas Utilities. And he's going to share the ins and outs of BTU, and next week is Public Power Week.
Ah, there you go. Good morning, Gary. Welcome back.
Morning, Scott. Thanks.
Glad to have you here. So, Texas Power, Public Power Week, tell me what that's all about.
Actually, it's a national Public Power Week.
Okay.
For American Public Power Association. It's just there's about 2,000 public power utilities in the country, and they celebrate first week of October every year, the good things that public power brings to the local community.
You know, We're fortunate in Texas, and people, if you don't know, there are three grids. There's the East, the West, and us, right?
That's right. ERCOT is the third.
How did that happen that Texas was able to just separate themselves from the rest of the country?
That's way before my time.
Oh,
But the utilities in Texas didn't want to be regulated by the federal government, wanted to be regulated locally by the state, and they elected to not connect to the rest of the world, basically, but that was long, long ago back in the 40s and 50s.
That's a good decision.
It was a good decision.
Of course, we've had weather events that have happened here in Texas. Tell me a little bit about that grid, about how public utilities from across the state help one another in a time like this.
So there are about 70 public power utilities in the state, and anytime events like Hurricane Harvey happen, to the extent that we can, we send utility crews to other public power entities to help each other when South Texas was devastated, and crews that from the north and the west part of the states can go and help when they can. I mean, it's difficult sometimes, but we can do that. When we can aid each other, we do.
Sure. What did BTU's part play in this last one?
Yeah, well, we had our own problems, but we were very fortunate that our problems weren't as severe as those in South Texas and Houston. So we took care of our own. Weren't able to send crews to mm-hmm. help, but we were able to make sure that our customers were back online in a relatively short period of time.
Sure. So tell me. I don't know if there's an average summer in Bryan, Texas or not, but the summer that's just been completed,
right.
Where did that kind of rank and what did that do for
us? I would call that a relatively mild summer. I would say BTU revenues for the summer were down mm-hmm. from what we would have expected, but that's okay. I mean, we'll survive that. But it was we had some hot weather early in August and early in July, I think, but for the most part, pretty mild this summer.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I guess Shell and Bob give us the weather on television, and sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong. But for you guys, the people who are your weather analysts, it's pretty important.
It's very important. Everything that we do rides on having a good summer, and this one was not such a good summer.
Sure. Now, the idea also, so people understand, is when you have extra power out there, you can go sell it on the market, and if it's hot in another part of the state, maybe not even here, that may be a moneymaker for BTU.
It can be, and we do that every hour of every day. We're looking at that market, determining whether that's something that we should be doing. And yes, it works out most of the time for us that having our own generation is really a good thing, and we take advantage of that either by selling it or by using it to serve our own customers.
One of the things that Bryan has experienced in the last couple of years and will in the future is actual growth. We've got more rooftops now. That's a new thing, and it gives you some opportunities. Talk a little bit about how BTU has had to change as Bryan has actually grown.
Yeah, that growth is good, and we are seeing lots of growth. We've looked at that over the last couple of years, and we're probably growing at about a 4% clip, which is outstanding as compared to most other utilities. And so BTU has had to accommodate that. We're looking at whether or not to build the next generating plant. We've talked about Gibbons Creek, the coal-fired power plant shutting down, and it actually did shut down this week. We ran out of coal. Which was a planned thing, but we are always looking at what our next step needs to be with respect to power generation or power purchase for the customer.
So, how many generating facilities does BTU have?
We have four generating units plus Gibbons Creek.
Okay.
We have two plants here in Bryan, one out at Lake Bryan, and one older plant right in the middle of almost downtown. And then Gibbons Creek. So four generating units, really.
So when you talk about maybe adding more generation, percentage-wise, what would that new generation facility bring in, would you think?
It would about double our capacity. If we were to build new generation, we have some needs coming up in the next few years. And so if we were to build from economy of scale perspective, we would about double our generation portfolio.
So where's that money come from?
Well, ultimately, it will come from the ratepayers, but we will not do that if it's not the most economical choice for us. So we will always protect the ratepayers to the extent we can. So we will make the most economical choice, whether it's building new generation or just buying power from the market. Right now, the market is flush, so it can be the best decision just to buy the power from the market.
Certainly. Now, we talked about growth in Bryan. You have many customers within what would be called College Station. Talk a little bit about the growth in College Station.
We do, particularly South College Station. For those, if you're not aware, we serve the city limits of Bryan and the whole surrounding area around Bryan and College Station, sort of a donut effect. And particularly in South College Station, Tower Point area, where there's lots and lots of growth, that we are seeing, significant growth for BTU out there. So lots of growth in the College Station area that BTU serves.
Sure. Well, and finally, you mentioned that Gibbons Creek now has gone offline. There's still a lake out there, and there's still a facility. You're part of a consortium with other cities. Thought you had a sale on it. That didn't happen. But where do we stand now with Gibbons Creek?
Well, we're still looking at, if there are others out there that might want to participate or purchase that property, nothing at this time. So we're still the owners. We'll still, we still have obligations and responsibilities with respect to the environmental cleanup and those types of things. But we still plan to run the unit next summer also. So we will, right now we're calling it a seasonal unit, summer only, and we'll see how long that lasts. So, all the options are still on the table. We're just not sure what direction it's going to go at this point.
Let me circle back to New Generation again for a minute. While the market's flush, clearly you don't need to move in that direction, but how quickly can you shift gears to decide, yes, it's time to go ahead and spend the money to build?
Well, as far as making the decision, we can do that relatively quickly, probably within, a six-month time frame. To actually build the plant probably will take a couple of years once we decide that that's the direction we want to go.
Got it. Okay. Anything else we didn't cover this morning?
One thing, and that is Public Power Week. Our way of celebrating that is to sponsor a free day at the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley, and that'll be Sunday, October the 8th from 1 to 5 p.m. So BTU's, anybody that wants to go to the Children's Museum from 1 to 5 on October the 8th, BTU's going to pick up the tab.
Over on East 29th. Great. Yes, thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. What else you got for us?
Well, I want to talk about the exhibit he's referring to at the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. It's the Illumination Station, so it's the life-size Light Bright. So it's something that's really
new. Oh, yeah.
So if you haven't seen it, be sure and capitalize on that opportunity and celebrate Public Power Week.
For sure.
Absolutely. And so this weekend is game day. So if you are planning to go to the game, remember you can get there for free with our game day shuttle. If you go to gameday.bryantx.gov, you'll be able to see the map of where we can pick you up, drop you off. And of course, we have buses that run continuously, 3 hours before the game, during the game, and an hour and a half after the game. So it's easy.
Yeah,
it's easy, and it's right there in downtown. So you can go shop and eat and everything else after or before the game.
Yep.
And then also our 11th annual hamburger fundraiser benefiting the United Way of the Brazos Valley is coming up on October 13th. So if you haven't participated in that before, it's just $5 for a burger, and those are actually prepared by our deputy city managers, Joey Dunn and Hugh Walker.
Okay.
And then all the fixings are done by our police officers and firefighters. So you get a hamburger, chips, a drink, and a cookie for $5, but you can upgrade to double meat, double cheese for $2. Yes. And then we'll also have a Just Desserts auction. So we have had a number of local businesses generously donate sweet treats, and then we'll also have homemade specialties from city employees that will be donated. So these will be auctioned off, and all of the proceeds benefit the United Way of the Brazos Valley. So we hope you'll come out. Again, that's on October 13th from 11 to 1 at Sue Haswell Park.
Okay, that's a deal. Thanks a lot.
It is a deal. Thank you.
All right, visit the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays on WTAW.
You want your business to succeed in the next 10 years. Help make it happen by attending the Governor's Small Business Forum Research Valley on October 5th from 8:30 till 3. It's sponsored by the Texas Governor's Office, the Texas Workforce Commission, and other local partners. This forum is designed to give entrepreneurs and small businesses valuable tools, skills, and knowledge needed to thrive in today's economy. Instructive seminars and expert speakers will offer vital information on both public and private resources. Investment is $50. Log on to researchvalley.org.
Hey guys, Zach Taylor, and it is a special day. I am joined in studio by the King, and I apologize, King, because my garb is very humble. You look very majestic in your outfit and as well as your crown, so I feel pretty bad.
Oh, don't feel bad, Zach. Indeed, in fact, what does a person love better than a nice, humble radio disc jockey? I mean, it's such a rarity at this time. So.
Well, I do what I can. Obviously, RenFest is coming back. This is it's always an exciting time in the fall. Things starting cooling off a little bit, and RenFest gets going, and it's always a blast out there.
It is. This is our 43rd year. We can't wait to start. We're starting this coming Saturday. Unbelievably, September 30th. We'll be running through November 26th. And that, of course, is the weekend right after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And we're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we celebrate a Celtic Christmas, get everybody prepared for the holidays. But upcoming next is our Oktoberfest this coming weekend. So I hope everyone will break out their Lederhosen and get their favorite Stein and come and join us for an Oktoberfest.
Now, I've gotten to go out to Renfest several times, and I know you guys always will have themed weekends, as you talked about Oktoberfest, and then folks can look forward to other things, too, as far as the weekends go.
Oh, absolutely. We'll have 1001 Dreams. We're going to have a Roman Bacchanal, a pirate invasion, All Hallows Eve to celebrate Halloween. We'll have a barbarian invasion. And I should mention to you that this year we have added a new weekend.
Oh, really?
We've been open for 8 weekends for several years now. In fact, it's almost been 20 years. And now we're adding a 9th weekend. And we've got a brand new themed weekend. It's called Heroes and Villains.
Okay.
So
awesome.
You can dress up as your favorite hero, or you can be your favorite villain.
Oh, awesome.
So I can't imagine why anybody would want to be a villain.
Exactly.
So we're excited about that. And, of course, we've added things all over the site. So hopefully people will come and join us. We have a 55-acre site where we visit our village and all the artisans and craftsmen and entertainment there. And, of course, we have our campground, Fields of New Market. And then every Saturday night we have our after-hours party at the TRF Ballroom. And in there, from 7 p.m. till 1 a.m., they have entertainment, aerialists, dancing, food, libations. It's a great time. So if you've enjoyed the festival, you can come out to After Dark, let the party continue. Or some people just come out to the After Dark.
Yeah, yeah, some people do that. And if they want to come check you out, they want to come hang out with you for a little while, where are you going to be at?
Well, I'm all over the site. You can see me at Joust, wandering the streets, greeting all our guests, and you never know where I'm going to show up, so they can always keep up with us on the that social media.
Oh yeah,
the Book of Faces, the grandmother's Insta thing, you know, for all the grams that communicate.
And then
there's that other one with the birds and the. And the chirping.
The tweeters.
Tweeters, that's
yes,
it.
The tweeters.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, again, Renaissance Festival kicking off this weekend, September 30th, and going to go all the way past Thanksgiving.
That's right, to November 26th. And they can find everything out at texrenfest.com. That's TexRenfest.com. And apparently, if you type that in, you're going to find out all about us.
Your Highness, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Zach, and you keep that humility as you strive to become the world's greatest DJ.
I do what I can. Appreciate
Very
it.
Very well. Thank you.
It's time for the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. There's fun for all ages with a carnival, rodeo, shopping, and awesome concerts, including a Saturday performance by the Disney Channel star Sabrina Carpenter, Friday headliner Kevin Fowler, and Sunday stars La Energia Norteña. Exciting rodeo action and a carnival plus awesome concerts and so much more. Only at the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. Visit BrazosValleyFair.com for details or call 979-821-1450.
If you're a gun owner, can you say with 100% confidence that you and your family are safe at home? But what if you pull the trigger too soon? Do you know what to say, what to do when the police arrive? I want to show you I can take a simple and rewarding journey for concealed carry and home defense. It's called the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and it's 100% free. Visit protectanddefend.com right now. You're going to learn how to detect attackers before they see you. How, I hate to say we have to prep our kids for this, but how to survive a mass shooting. How to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids. It's 164 pages. It comes with a bonus audio version so you can listen in your car, and it's free. Life-changing and free for a limited time. You'll also get a bonus home defense checklist, so visit protectanddefend.com right now. 100% free instant access. Once again, protectanddefend.com. That's protectanddefend.com.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So caller with a question, Zach, after you interviewed the king, you can come dressed as your favorite hero or villain.
Yeah.
If you came as Trump, which would you be?
Ooh.
Well, it's really just your personal opinion.
I mean, the old super, it's all subjective.
Yep,
the same thing as what you might be offended by.
Exactly. So we'll see how that works out. So the second season premiere of This Is Us.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
What?
No, I never watch live TV.
Oh, okay. All right. But you've got it.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Okay.
I will watch it.
I pulled
it,
in 12.6 million viewers overall for NBC. So that's pretty good on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Which is up 36% from season one, which means there was a lot of talk about it.
People like it.
And a lot of crying.
Oh, yeah, a lot of talk.
In addition, it gave the premiere of the Menendez murders a nice lead-in, too. However, NCIS, once again, held on to the title of most watched show of the night at 13 million.
Of course.
There's Jethro going, what? Bring
it. Yeah, bring it.
Just bring it.
Jethro,
I can handle it for
you. Always wins.
And Levi's first smart garment, made in corroboration with Google. It is called Levi's Commuter Trucker Jacket with Jacquard by Google.
Interesting.
A little mouthful.
A little bit.
Anyway, the jacket, once it's connected to your smartphone, can be used to activate digital commands, including play music and give directions.
You're wearing a robot.
The jacket?
Yes, yes.
And I wonder how heavy that is.
It'll be on the website on Monday. All right, we're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station, Brian.